Good afternoon. Scattered showers will evolve into a steadier rain as moisture advances from south to north along the eastern seaboard with Tropical Storm Andrea moving up the coast. And although this system will lose its tropical characteristics, we'll still have plenty of rain around, and temperatures will climb up into the lower to middle 60s. The rain will persist into the overnight hours and fall heavily at times, especially across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into most of central and southern New England. In these areas, flood watches have been issued for the overnight period and into the day tomorrow. With the fast movement of the system, it'll be out of here by tomorrow afternoon and will return to dry weather, maybe even some breaks of sunshine. And after starting out in the 50s, we'll make our way back up into the lower to mid 70s by late day. This will all turn into a decent second half of the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. We'll be back into the middle 70s before the next system heads our way on Monday and Tuesday with the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms and highs up toward the 80-degree mark. Right now, it looks like we'll dry things out through midweek next week. Still the risk of a shower Wednesday and a mix of sun and clouds Thursday with highs in the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Andrea will bring another day of steady and soaking rain to much of the eastern seaboard. The storm is beginning to accelerate as it tracks up the Atlantic coast, but even with the faster pace, flooding and flash flooding will remain a concern from North Carolina into southern New England. Also, embedded thunderstorms with heavy rains could be capable of producing severe weather, especially along the Virginia and North Carolina coasts. Moderate to heavy rains will still be possible over portions of New England into early tomorrow morning. Right now, Andrea is moving toward the northeast near 28 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next day or two with an additional increase in forward speed. Maximum sustained winds remain near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. These winds are confined to rain bands primarily over water to the east of the center. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Andrea is expected to lose tropical characteristics later today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain heavy at times in the upper 60s, Boston, rain breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 95, set in 1999, and the record low, 37, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, heavy at times, with highs in the lower to mid 60s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, possibly even a thunderstorm, with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today, heavy at times, and highs in the lower 60s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, perhaps even a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, with showers developing into a steadier rain later this afternoon and through the evening, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a few leftover showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy but mainly dry in the afternoon in the lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, mild in the upper 70s. Near 80 on Monday and upper 70s on Tuesday. Both days will have at least the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms. A leftover shower Wednesday, drying it out Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds with highs through midweek in the mid-70s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.